Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Healthy Moments. This is your host, Renee Norris-Jones. You may also know me from For the People, Law and Plain Language, and also on Let's Be Real Radio on gtownradio.com. But here on Healthy Moments, as the title of the show suggests, we're going to be talking about healthy moments, ways that you can change your lifestyle to become a healthier you. I do have to put a disclaimer out there. I am not a doctor. I'm not a dietitian, but I am a regular you, regular Joe Schmo, just trying to change my lifestyle. And for me, it was one little bit at a time, trying one little thing. Don't go cleaning out your refrigerator. I didn't have to get rid of all the chocolate in my house. I had to cut back. I had to do some portion control. But those are the things we're going to be talking about, things that you can do to stay a healthier you. I chose healthy moments because a moment is something that suggests ease. If I'm going to tell you that it's going to take an hour, we don't want that. We just want a moment. So I want to share with you little things that you can do in a moment, just one thing a week, to become a healthier you. I'm going to be sharing tips with you, and we're going to be doing this every week. Every week we will have a different topic. I thought about doing this show for a long time because a few years ago I was diagnosed as a diabetic in April, and by November, December, I had high blood pressure and I was struggling. The doctor said, you need to see a dietitian, and boy, did I need to see a dietitian. We're going to introduce one little thing, nothing layered, nothing big, nothing huge, just one little thing that you can do. And if you don't like it this week, I'm going to encourage you to try it anyway, but if you don't, it's cool. Next week, try that. I know if you told me, Renee, cut out all chocolate from your life. Okay, I'm not even going to pretend to do that. But next week, I'm going to listen because maybe you have something else I can try. And if you can do that, there's 52 weeks in a year. That's 52 steps that you've taken towards becoming a healthier you. And that's how I looked at it. That's how I, over the course of a year, since introducing diet and exercise, and I am not about the exercise, but, you know, we do what we got to do. I lost almost 80, 85 pounds over the course of a year without even trying. Just trying to stay healthy. And it's scary. I still remember that. What? I have diabetes. I have high blood pressure. This is not your mother's diabetes and high blood pressure. There is lots that we can do to change our outcomes. Even though my doctor did tell me, genetics can still come get you, but not yet. It's been 3 years and counting, and not yet. I am about two or three points away from not being a diabetic anymore. To be able to remove that risk factor from my life through diet, yeah, and exercise. But, I've gotten it. I found something that I like to do. And I take little steps to make sure that I leave room in my life to do them. Stay tuned. In just a second, we'll be going to share our tip of the week. Welcome back to another episode of Healthy Moments Radio. I usually title episodes just straight out what the topic is. Serving size. Portion control. I'm going to title this one, He Said, She Said. Because if you're a diabetic, you have high blood pressure. Heck, if you suffer from anything, you're going to have something. Not even suffer. If you experience anything, if you have anything, you're going to have somebody coming up to you going. So, you know, see, my friend had that. All they had to do was this, this, and this. Or all you have to do is this, that, and the other. And if you're listening to this program, you're probably a diabetic, or maybe you have a family member that's a diabetic, and or someone with high blood pressure, and maybe there's some other things going on. But for those of you, and I guess we all do it in some category. I mean, I probably do it too. You know, someone lost a job, someone, you know, lost a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. We all try to offer advice. But when it comes to our health, we have to be very careful with the he said, she said, this is all I got to do. The only he said, she said, and here comes my advice now. The only he said, she said that you should be dealing with is he, my doctor said, she, my nutritionist, or she, my doctor. They need to have doctor or nutritionist or my health team. And the health team needs to have some medical education behind it, just to be clear. if you want to help someone and you think you have two pieces of information, because it's overwhelming. I do this show because it's overwhelming. I keep it at 10 minutes because it's overwhelming. All the information that's coming at you. Your life. People die from this. People lose limbs and their vision. So this is what you should be doing. My friend has the same diabetes and this is what they do. Diabetes, why we share a journey and why we share the struggles, it is not a one size fits all. Your doctor is the only one. Your nutritionist, that medical team is the only one that should be getting together to say, this is what we think is best for. Or this is what we know this is best for Johnny or Sue or whoever. Each one is individual. So perhaps the best thing you could say to someone is, you know, my friend has that too, and I know she tried this. What does your medical team think about that? And not this end-all advice. Please, please, please stay away from the miracle cures. Trust me, if there was a miracle cure that were in your diabetes, it would be all over CNN. It would be all over every news station. It's not going to be on Facebook. It's not going to be a side ad on the side of something. You click on there and take this drop 3 times a day and it's going to be gone. It's going to be all over. You won't be able to turn on the television or open up your internet or your news without it coming from a credible news source. Operative word there. Credible. 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 So the he say, she say, just put them to the side. Put them to the side. Stick with your medical team. And if you're not with the medical team, and I just got to say, my finger's pointing and the head's going sideways. If you don't have a medical team, your doctor and your nutritionist and whoever else they put on that team. Even when I talked to the 21-year-old, I asked him, the 21-year-old who was diagnosed when he was 15 as a type 1 diabetic. I said, so how did you deal with that? How did you deal with the peers? How did you deal with other children? Because they were all children at that time coming at you saying, you know, you can do this, you can do that, how about this, or you can still sneak this. And he said, and just to back up to give history, this is a 21-year-old that I interviewed who had type 1 diabetes. He was and talking to him about his journey, what it was like, and how he deals with it now and some of the challenges along the way. He said, if they're not on my medical team, I don't listen to them. And this young man, Robert, this is a 21-year-old saying this. He got it early when he was diagnosed at 15. People are going to come at you with all kinds of suggestions and do this, try this, stand on your head, eat 3 corn peas, whatever. I don't even know what a corn pea is. He said, I listened to my medical team. My parents listened to my medical team. He didn't even put in there my parents and my medical team. He said, my doctor and my nutritionist. And mom and dad got his back. His family got his back all day. But he said, my doctor and my nutritionist, please take heed from this young man. He got it right. Your doctor and your nutritionist. So he said, she said, he said, unless the he and the she are your doctor, your nutritionist, or someone else that your doctor has placed on your medical team that's relevant to your individual health, don't even listen. Don't even listen. It's your choice on how you want to handle it. You can just politely nod. You can say, thanks, my doctor got this, or you, whatever. I'm not even going to go there because those situations are all, I'm just not even going to go there. But make sure that you have a medical team and make sure that that's who you're focusing on. And that should be the only he said, she said that says anything. So until next week, this is Renee Norris-Jones, your host, bidding you a good life and a healthier you. You've been listening to Healthy Moments with your host, Renee Norris-Jones, here on GTownRadio.com. Please remember to always, always, always check in with your health professional before making any dietary changes and before starting any exercise routines. I look forward to our next segment where I'll share more information about my journey to becoming a healthier me and towards you becoming a healthier you. Until then, here's to good health. Want to hear more tips on becoming a healthier you? Check out Healthy Moments Radio on gtownradio.com. We have new tips every week, starting with Mondays at 11 a.m. We have rebroadcasts on Wednesdays at noon and on Friday evenings at 6 p.m. New topics every week. Check us out. Miss an episode? Our Facebook page, website, and on iTunes, we are Healthy Moments Radio.